The hour is 6 o'clock, and welcome to the English service of Radio Luxembourg.
Here's hoping you've had a super day. You're going to stay with us for as long as you can. My name is Chris Carey. I'll quickly let you know who's going to be on your 208 airwaves this evening. Let me have a look. The date.
Don't touch the microphone, the man says. I don't want to eat the microphone, so I won't do it.
Joe Henry Taylor's going to be anyway at 8:30. We've got Mark Wesley, and also the account of the top 30 All English show. That's with Bob Stewart.
It can't be with Bob Stewart, it must be with Mark Wesley, because Bob is away having some holidays. We'll start off with the music, and first of all, I'll remind you, it is...
Chris Carey, catching you.
Here's a song from 10cc, getting us underway in the Sunday evening. And we've got Battle of the Giants at 7 o'clock, and also some fabulous requests coming up later on. I can almost say a very good afternoon to you all. Normally it's a very good evening, and lots of times it's a very good morning, but it's an afternoon time for you now. I hope you've had a nice time on this Sunday, and that, well, if you've got something to say, give us a ring. We'll always try and fit a request in. We've also got a very special request show with a Fab 208 show coming up at 8:15, so who knows, it may be your turn to get your name mentioned on the radio.
RTL, happy weekend!
Also like to remind you, at 7 o'clock we've got Battle of the Giants, and tonight it's between the Four Seasons with some Frankie Valli material as well, and it's between the Times. Talking of the Times, here's just a starter. God's gonna punish you, right?
Where I live, I'm not too sure. God created me, loves me so. I got on my knees, begging for me. Begging me for one to love me so. Complete of a rainbow.
Battling it out with Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, some of their older material and some of their brand new stuff as well. And we've also got the information you might like to know about Aretha Franklin, who battled it out with Aretha Franklin. No, Roberta Flack. That's Roberta Flack and Aretha Franklin. Last week at 7 till 7.30, I've got the results here, and it's a big swing, but I'm not going to tell you for another half an hour and 7 minutes. By the way, when I'm all through at 8.30, it's Stuart Henry up until 10.30, where it's the British Top 30 with Peter Powell. At midnight, it's Mark Worsley up until 1.30, when, of course, it's Dimensions with Stuart Henry. One more time, we're moving on with music. This time we move on with this one from the Vol Air people, Rock Bottom.
Thank you.
has been around a long time. Jim Morrison's got to go with it, so is Bobby Rydell, and so many other people. All have big hits with it too, so let's hope in 1975, even if it's going to be 1976 before it becomes a hit. Ferrari, the word I never say right when I first say it, is in fact by Rock Bottom. And it's great to say there is no more school for at least another week. Maybe there's going to be school in 2 weeks, but not this week. Hit Sound 16 is going to be put on your mind right now from the Stylistics, and a sad song which has done incredibly well. Na Na is the saddest word you may hear in this program this evening. Songs right now. It's from a band called The Chosen Few. You know what I mean? You mean everything to me. That's what it says here. I know it's true. Listen to the words.
Thank you.
especially for you. You mean everything to little old me.
May not be number one at the moment, but it's gonna be.
Up, Wind and Fire putting this song together called Your Shining Star. 29 up until 7 o'clock on a Sunday evening with 208. Chris Carey with you until 8:30.
You
was a super song for you there, picked out by Stuart Henry this week and called Hooked for Life, and it's by a band called The Tramps. Looking for a hit record with that one, if ever we saw one. Barry Manilow's next on 208, trying to get that same old feeling all over again.
Could you maybe give me something? 'Cause the feeling is gone and I must get it back right away. Before she sees that I've been
together on 208 and trying to get that feeling again. Anybody seen Jaws yet? Well, it's a film that's out right now. You must have read all about it. Tony Prince is off to see it tonight, and I guarantee after he's seen it, he'll never go swimming again. And he's a skin diver of sorts. He's got all the equipment. I bet he doesn't go skin diving for 6 months after he's seen it. 20 minutes up until 7 o'clock, you with Chris Carey on 208, which is... We've got a new one now from Roxy Music. It was a power play not so very long ago, and it's called Both and Burning.
Yeah.
title of that song, and it's a super new one by Roxy Music, with Brian Ferry doing the lead vocals, and I wonder how much longer he'll stay with the band, or whether he'll stay forever and a day. Don't go away, because in a couple of records' time, we've got a super one from the Osmonds, an Ice Oldie, and something else I want to tell you about, that's tomorrow night at 9 o'clock, Stars Horoscope has got Clive Scott. Now, he's a member of that very super band, great English tonight, folks, of Jigsaw. Remember Jigsaw? Well, you should remember them. They had a big hit record here, and in Australia, and in America, with Sky High. So don't you dare go away. This is E.N.O., known to us better as the Electric Light Orchestra. It's called Evil Woman. Christmas was last year and Boxing Day and so on, but a lot of us have all got colds and flu and we've all been drinking too much. Maybe you're suffering from the same thing. And if you'd like to hear how Peter Parr sounds with the colds, well, don't miss out tonight, 10:30 English time. He's with the All English Top 30 because, of course, Bob Stewart's away with his family in the Isle of Man. And I hope that himself and Joyce and everybody else and all his family, Gary, Daryl and Heidi, that's right, I remembered them all. I've never met any of his children, but they sound terrific from the descriptions Bob's given me, so let's hope you're all having a super Christmas. So if you want to hear Peter Parr this evening with a bit of a flu, you may do so. And talking
about the Osmonds. Everywhere. Hey, it was a bit of a surprise to see the Osmonds beat the Rollers, but if you're an Osmonds fan, I guess you're quite pleased. But it was very close, so it looks like the Osmonds and the Rollers, in Great Britain at least, are very, very close. So who's going to take them over, or who's going to catch up? Maybe Stevenson's Rocket, or what other new groups around? Ace? Well, maybe a bit heavy for some of the screaming fans, we never know. But the Osmonds and the Rollers are doing quite well. We really will have to dig a Rollers record out very soon. I mean, I have so many people ringing me up saying, hey, what about the Rollers then? I mean, you can't play the Osmonds without playing the Rollers. Hey, got this one now. Glitter Band up next, and Alone Again. Here it comes.
From the sky, I don't know why it's gone.
with good old 208, and we'll keep you company. There's a brand new one from the Glitter Band. A little bit of information here for those of you who can stay around till 8:15 when it's the fabulous disc dedication, folks. I've had 208 disc dedication. And if you live in Croton, or North Hants, or let's have another look at another one, or Brackley, it could be your turn tonight.
208
No, baby, I'm coming home. I just can't take this no more. I know you need the money.
You really do.
What's that you say?
You're coming here? Beautiful. But there's something I've got to say.
Spending the nights like this, all alone, it's just no good. I would see the adventures of a love affair, but I don't think I should, because it wouldn't be true. Girl, I wouldn't have you, but I'm so uptight, so uptight. I've got the need to be with you tonight. Oh, baby, it's been so long since I've been away from you. For any length of time, baby, I can't see that light. Oh, my mind, girl, I wish you were here, so I could love you, my dear, because I'm so uptight, so uptight, I've got the need to be with you tonight. Just let me touch and feel what I know is really mine, the satisfaction.
That's a good one too, Cole. I've got the lead. Got time for one more up until 7 o'clock, and then it really is the battle of the giants. But first, this one from Elton John. Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road.
When I gonna come down? When I gonna fly? I should have stayed on the farm.
Exactly
7 o'clock. Hey, are you feeling flat after Christmas? Then cheer yourself up with Fab 208. We've got the stars of the 60s, the Rubettes in colour, Derek of the Rollers, and an interview with Melanie. The fashion, and we peep at 90s and undies. And we've got beautiful looks for cold weather. Two great stories and all the lucky news and programmes. Start yourself off this week with a Fab Week. Fabulous 208 on sale as from tomorrow. And for more news, you can always phone that hotline, you know. It's on 01-836-8111. You got the number? 01-836-8111.
RTL, happy weekend!
Every night at 7 o'clock on Radio Luxembourg, we invite you to the Battle of the Giants. And a very good evening to you. Welcome to Battle of the Giants at 1 minute past 7 o'clock on Sunday. Now, first of all, I'll tell you who won last week's Battle of the Giants, which in fact was between Aretha Franklin and Roberta Flack. Well, it's a bit of a landslide because Roberta Flack got 37% of the votes and Aretha Franklin went steaming on to win with 83% of the votes. 63% of the votes, can't have all that, can we? Have you got that? Roberta Flack lost with 37% and Aretha Franklin got 63%, making the Goddess of Soul the number one Battle of the Giants winner for last Sunday. Now, tonight's Battle of the Giants is between the Times and the Four Seasons, so that should be an interesting competition. We'll start off with round one right now. It was in the charts not very long ago in 1975. It's in fact starting off with the Four Seasons in round one, and this song called Who Loves You, Baby?
Yeah.
out of round one from the Four Seasons and that song called Who Loves You, Baby? That was written by Judy Parker and Bob Goulder. Goulder, I can't quite say it, I hope so anyway. Normally most of the Four Seasons hits are written by Bob Goulder and Bob Crewe, but on that particular one they've included Judy Parker and Bob Crewe for some reason. There you go. But Bob Goulder and Bob Crewe did in fact write seven monster hits for the Four Seasons. Answering right back. On round one of the Battle of the Giants, we move in to the sound of the times. But Ms. Grace, MS, which is a new way of calling ladies. They don't want to be called Miss or Mrs. anymore. No, it's the year of decision for the ladies this year when they went all independent. Whether it was successful, Women's Lib year, we'll find out, I suppose. But anyway, we're to now call all our ladies Ms. Grace. Or Ms. anyway, Ms. Jackson or Ms. whatever your name is. Ms. Beautiful. It's 10 minutes past 7 o'clock and we'll be back with round two of the Battle of the Giants in just a moment. Well, Denver Soap will bring you the Stars Horoscope Show on Radio Luxembourg every Monday night at 9 o'clock. Now bring you an exciting Zodiac quiz. This unique quiz has a unique first prize. In fact, there are three first prizes of super weekend trips for two to the Grand Duchy of Luxembourg, including a visit to the Luxy Studios. And 400 runners-up, you're very lucky, will receive a Zodiac signed pendant of their own choice. All you have to do is go to your local chemist and get the Valderma Soap quiz leaflet, which is the Zodiac quiz leaflet, of course. Enter the competition on the back of the leaflet, and if the stars are in your favour, you could be the winner of a weekend trip to Luxembourg, courtesy of Valderma Soap. We look forward to reading out the winners, which shouldn't be very long from now, and even more, we look forward to meeting you right here in the Grand Duchy of Luxembourg. Good luck to you when you're stargazing there with the Valderma soap competition. There's one you shouldn't forget from the Four Seasons. It's called Rag Doll. It was number one in America and number two in Great Britain way back in 1964. We'll be back with a good one from the Times when this one's through. See you on the other side.
Before, I don't know how.